Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tired of Nick's. Oh, we're live. All right, live. Hang on.
Never miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hope nobody heard that. All right. Hey, it's now we are actually live, I think. Yeah. It's Wednesday. For a lot of us, it's a mental Thursday. All right. And I saw, and good, this is a good thing. I thought it was a good thing, that Target remains closed Thanksgiving Day permanently now. They announced that. I remember a couple years ago, Target opened up. And yeah, I get we're on both sides of that issue. The people bitching about working, but I'm thinking, well, that's what happens. Because, you know, we worked in radio for years, and you worked those holidays. We haven't done that in a long time. But I think Target's right. You know, don't shop. You know, go online and shop that day. You know, go online and shop that
day. We've shifted a bit over the year.
Yeah. I remember being back home a couple years back. Actually, even happened here a couple times on Thanksgiving. And everybody's having a good time. And two or three of the people at the get-together were saying, well, we're going to go shopping.
You know? No, you don't.
It ain't like they were running out of a bad party. Everybody, the place was, everybody else got... The two I was at my family's back east and my family here, everybody was getting along. It wasn't like we had some crazy nut job Trumper in the crowd at the point. We're just all sitting around having a good time, and somebody had to go shopping.
Well, thinking, time to go.
Yeah, it's like, no, man.
So, well, now you have the online option.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
You can still sit on the couch and be buried in your phone and ignore your family and just stay there.
And you do it anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now I know Target's not open that day anymore, but did somebody else? Is Walmart? Or were they never open? Were they never open on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I wouldn't shop on Thanksgiving.
No, they were open on Thanksgiving. I know they were.
In that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy who says, I got to go shopping.
No. I mean,
although
I'm the guy that says, here's my card.
I suppose I got to go shopping.
Not that day.
I suppose I got to come up with something.
Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, all closed on Thanksgiving. CVS and Walgreens. You can get to CVS and Walgreens.
Yeah, but you know what? I understand why they're open.
Yeah.
They're open Christmas Day, too. Yeah. That's just emergency. I've been in those places on those days.
Are they opening at midnight on Friday?
Well, I don't think you're shopping for gifts at CVS at midnight on Friday.
No, I'm talking about Walmart, all the big boxes.
Oh, I got it.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Costco, Apple stores all closed on Thanksgiving. And even a lot of the ones that open up on Friday. And, you know, my wife's in retail, and their store used to open up like 5 a.m.
They stopped doing that, too.
A couple years ago, they said, you know what, that's dumb. Let's just do it at 8, and we'll,
you show up then. Yeah,
yeah, we'll take care of everybody.
Well, this has everything to do with the great resignation. Making some concessions to the workers.
That's true, yeah.
This for her story, again, this was like 3-4 years ago they stopped doing the early morning stuff.
Well, like you said, people start getting hurt at these events. And people at that place you're talking about, it's been years, but somebody broke their leg trying to fight for a DVD player.
Which just was like saying it was a DVD player dates it.
I know, it does. It was in the 90s. It was ridiculous. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. One up there already, Chris from Needles, California. Supplies me with a lot of those photos, actually most of them.
The first one of the day is always the Toilet Tan Line Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's the Toilet Tan Line Tuesday, exactly. I'm actually on the hopper doing that.
Going through the mail.
Is that its own hashtag?
No, I don't want to do that one.
Cotton Tyler Toilet Tan Line Tuesday?
No, I don't want that. You don't need that visual. Yeah.
The first one of the day.
I do type out, it's Cotton Tyler right. Tan Line Tuesday.
The first one that comes out.
And I figured out Tuesday's end, and there's like a couple extra ends on there. Tuesday.
I'm out here pooping out beautiful women for you all day.
I poop them out. I eat them up and poop them out. That's what I do with beautiful women. Yeah, right. question about the Deadpool. Somebody wanted to know if they pick somebody on the list and they die before. The guy said he called them if they get drafted. That's a funny line. If they die before the end, is your alternate take over? Yes. Yeah, but, you know, just go in and change it.
Yeah, right. If someone dies before the first of the year, you've got time to go in and take them off the list.
You do,
and put somebody
unless
else.
It's the last 2 days and you're not paying attention to it. That's right. Why there's alternates on there. Yeah. You know? Well, that one, and if they're not famous enough. So, yeah, your alternate would fill in for the person who already died.
But it's also a reason you should pay attention.
Yeah, there's that.
I can see you might not, right. Though.
Someone is dead, get in there and remove them because they won't help you.
Exactly, so... that was Rip Van Winkle was here yesterday all day. He's got a gray beard down to his nipples. Yeah, he just woke up from a long winter's nap. 20 years, right? Rip Van Winkle, was that 20 years he slept?
I think you're right.
That's right? Okay. All right. Bring up the old limericks here. Craig will be here. Nick will be here. Hope they didn't hear what I said about him. Trying to keep that on the mic.
Nobody pays attention to this segment.
I know, I know.
We can pretty much say whatever we want in this segment.
I know, I don't. That's your damn sure.
We'd never get sued. We'd never get arrested for anything we said during this segment.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Didn't watch any. I did watch a little high school playoff action, actually a championship action. But I saw the I don't want like watching Brady. They just won what 30-10 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It wasn't close.
Okay, wasn't even close at all.
I think it was
10-10.
Was it 10-10? 17-10 at halftime.
Okay,
but the Giants had already done all their damage. So
17-10.
I flipped it over to Peyton and Eli. Do you think the guys in the main booth are pissed that they're offering the Peyton and Eli alternative?
Yes.
I would think so too.
Yeah, I mean, we're in broadcast. We know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't say it.
It splits some viewers away.
They wouldn't
from them.
Say it, but sure. You know what? It takes some viewers away from them at this point. And Monday Night Football is not what it used to be anyway. Right. And you're not demanding any big money when you come back. Listen, I'll do your Monday Night Football again because we're kicking ass. No, you're not. So no, that's all. They will never admit that anywhere. It's an alternative broadcast. I haven't even turned on ever. What do? They sit around. Is a game on the screen?
So the main game is most of the screen, right. And then you've got a stack along the side that's like Peyton, Eli, and whoever's their
guest.
Is it good or is it sometimes taxing? Is it always good?
I've only watched it for 5-10 minutes
at a time. Okay, got it.
Yeah, small doses. And, you know, you get the quarterback perspective, so they really break it down from that angle.
Yeah, I understand that.
And sometimes
I mean, I like them. They're both funny dudes.
Right. Man.
And you get Peyton and Eli talking crap to each other.
I heard that,
and,
yeah.
And the guests that they brought on have been pretty good.
It sounds like they're funny, and it's probably funny than who does Monday Night Football?
Last night, they ESPN.
No, who does Monday Night Football?
Oh, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy.
Oh, yeah.
And who else?
Yeah,
Louis Riddick.
I don't mind Levy.
I think Riddick's one of the best analysts they've got. Yeah, that guy's really good.
No, they've got a good booth.
But they're not funny, though.
No.
Like the Mannings are. All right. I wonder how the ratings break down on that.
Last night, they had
football. It's all the mothership. But.
Enthusiast Condoleezza Rice on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, did you see, I think it was last week, they had Phil Mickelson.
By the way, Condoleezza Rice, who thinks we should move on from 1-6, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that didn't come up.
Yeah, well, it did, but she does. She thinks we should move on from 1-6, yeah.
There was a great clip of last week when Mickelson was on, because Eli's got, like, this big, giant, like
Nicholson was on?
Golf simulator in his basement. So he gets, let's have Phil analyze Eli's swing. So he's
was
up
Phil
there.
Was Phil there or was just Phil on camera?
He was on camera.
Now they're all zooming in.
They're all zooming in, but he's, you know, Eli's up there swinging a driver. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a cute little swing.
Is that what he said?
It's okay. I got to
remember it next week. I didn't even think about it last night.
Yeah, I forget about it a lot. Yeah.
If you're not personally invested in the game that's going on.
And I'm once a year, maybe, if the Steelers are playing Monday night.
It's, you know, flip it over.
I will.
Check it out.
Remind me next time.
You can
kind of
hear the play-by-play. You know, it's subdued. It's turned down. So it's loud enough where you can hear.
They keep the play-by-play going on the background.
When the ref. You know, you can clearly hear the ref saying, whoever committed the penalty.
Got it. All right.
So they paid that much attention to the game.
Nick will be here. His quarterback's not starting on Friday. That Matt Martinez.
They are saving him.
Yeah.
Saving him for the postseason.
No, I think
that's a good move.
He's going to play somewhere else next year.
I thought you meant Mahomes.
Wayne needs better coaching. I threw a bomb on a site last night because I actually feel this way. But somebody said something about... somebody wrote an article about Martinez is classier than you, basically. And he's right about that. He did handle this 4 years really classy. And the fans are not that classy, like in any place, but, you know. And I said, yeah, he's a class act, and he also just needed better coaching. And somebody got in there and goes, Mike Tyler throws a bomb and he's out.
That is his M.O.
But it's true, though. I mean, I think the kid's a hell of an athlete, man. And somewhere else, he probably would have been a lot sharper.
Coaching.
And he's not complained at all.
No,
I haven't heard any complaints come out of him.
He's a good kid, man. For 4 years.
And he's been benched a couple of times and come back
and kicked ass. So,
a lot of guys might speak up in that situation.
A lot of guys might leave.
He did not.
I think he spends his fifth year at some school in California. I really do. That's what I think they're talking about, actually. But whatever, Iowa, you got that game. You're going to win that game.
Yeah. Chalk that one up.
You're going to win that game. All right. We'll get Nick's perspective on that. Nick's even keel Husker fan. On back Tuesday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.